Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For more than half a century, musicians and music lovers have gathered in the Sierra Nevada each summer for what is believed to be the oldest cultural event in Alpine County. The Bear Valley Music Festival kicks off this Friday and is celebrating 55 years of music among some of the most breathtaking scenery in our state. Held in the charming community of Bear Valley, the festival has attracted notable guests over the years, including Glenn Campbell, Roseanne Cash, the Mamas and the Papas, and more. Joining us now to tell us more about this summer tradition is Priscilla Call Essert with the Bear Valley Music Festival. Priscilla, welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, I loved learning that this has been an annual tradition since 1968. What is the origin story of the Bear Valley Music Festival?
That's a great question. So there were some absolute music lovers here when this community got built in 68. A lot of those people still live here, multiple generations. But they were music lovers and they said, hey, I think it's time for us to have some music filling this valley. It's so beautiful. It originally started out as mostly classical. Over the years, it's embraced opera. And then eventually they added the rock, pop, jazz portions to it. And it's just gone strong for 55 years. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Alpine County, it's actually California's least populated county with approximately 1,200 residents. I've been to, you know, Markleyville and, you know, or heading down on my drive down to the Eastern Sierra. It's actually not that far from Tahoe. It's a very reasonable drive from Sacramento. And I love that the first year of this festival, that residents, they actually opened up their homes to musicians and meals were served family style at the Bear Valley Lodge. How do you keep and retain that welcoming spirit and that atmosphere alive today, you know, more than 50 years later?
That's a great question. Again, for instance, this summer, I have three or four interns who grew up with this festival, and their grandparents, you know, would bring them up here. And people are just so welcoming. They want this festival to succeed. It's become a part of the fiber of this entire community. They open up their homes to the musicians. They open up their hearts to the musicians. They pitch in on so many levels, donating their rooms and their homes. The generosity is just amazing. And it all flows from this commitment to having this incredible festival in this incredible location. And they all know it takes a village to put it on because, you know, it's a small community. There's not a ton of infrastructure, but it's partly what makes it charming. You know, it is part of the community, part of the nature of this area. I mean, it's just incredible when you look at the tent, you see it backing up to the beautiful trees and the boulders. And it's just amazing, the spirit of this community. And you can feel it and see it and how people open up to the musicians as they arrive here in the valley.
When were you first touched and by the music festival? Because now you're deeply involved in it and keeping it going.
I am deeply involved in it. I attended several years ago as a member of the audience, and I've had several friends over the years who have spent as many as 15, 20 years playing in the festival. I'm a flute player. I actually never played in Bear Valley Music Festival, but I did attend, and I attended last summer, not knowing that this summer I would be running this thing. But I've just heard such incredible things from musicians over the years who have participated, and just how special this is. It is a very unique festival. There's so many great festivals. I mean, I've been involved with Aspen Music Festival, Music of the Mountains, many festivals. This is so unique, partly because of the location and partly the natural beauty, the lack of population here in Alpine County, like you said, but also, again, the people who live here who are so committed to this festival.
And this weekend, or this festival, it spans three weekends, correct? And it starts this weekend.
Yes. Yes, it kicks off this Friday with the English Beat. We're really excited that they're here. It's almost sold out. Now, how many seats left? So it kicks off with the English Beat, and the classical portion kicks off on the 27th with something we haven't done. Our conductor, Alexandra Micklethwaite, very visionary and is bringing lots of new ideas and energy to the festival. The 27th, what we're doing that we've not done before is bringing in a Paul McCartney tribute band, and the orchestra will kick off the classical section in this performance with Live and Let Die. So it's pretty exciting to see how that's going to work. We're looking forward to that. And then after the 27th, the Live and Let Die, we go into, you know, our various purely classical sections. But that Thursday, the 27th, is sort of a hybrid of the orchestra sort of entering into this tribute band's world. We're very excited about it.
And over the decades, this festival, I mean, you're talking about classical music, you know, full symphony orchestra, but it's evolved since then as well and has incorporated a pretty wide variety of genres of music and performances.
Oh, yes. I mean, this summer alone, like I said, we start out with the English Beat. We're going to a tribute band the concert's going to be part, one part, first half will be Steely Dan, second half Chicago. That's pretty amazing. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young tribute band. I'm really excited about the Lawrence Hobgood trio. It's a really special jazz night. And then we go into some incredible stuff that sort of creates a nod to the 1968 where we started. So for instance, we have a sitar player coming from San Rafael. He's a world-renowned sitar player, Arjun Verma, and he's going to be doing a symphony by Ravi Shankar. And, you know, Shankar was an amazing composer that just really crossed over between classical Indian music and hear music traditions in the West. So it's pretty special, and it's definitely a nod to the 1960s. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, I can totally understand why some of these performances are already sold out, and you're going to have a pretty great crowd over a 3-weekend span. How many people do you typically welcome each summer?
That's a great question. Our capacity in the tent, except for the very first opening night, which is a little larger than normal because we're making room for dancing. So we took out
that's
some
very
seats.
Important.
But yeah, 500 people per concert will come in. And we have some great food options for people and wine, beer, beverages before. So they can come up, picnic under, you know, by the boulders and roll into a 7 o'clock performance. We do have one matinee I'd love to share with Mountain Matinee. It's free for kids 17 and under, and it's a program that really has kids in mind. They can wiggle, they can move, they can do what they need to do to sit and be immersed in this incredible place and have a musical experience. And there'll be art activities afterwards, put on by Bear Arts of Bear Valley. So we try to build bridges between other groups here doing things in other areas of the arts, and Mountain Matinee is a perfect example of that. So and it's a very kid-friendly event. We're looking forward to that.
I'm hanging on the 500 people in the tent because I've been to large music festivals. I've also been to really small ones as well. And when it comes to small ones, there's such a special, intimate atmosphere that really adds to how you enjoy a music festival. And you have obviously a lot of experience with music festivals as well. I would imagine people leave this music festival each summer, if it's their first time, getting a pretty different experience if they were to go to something really big where you have like 100,000 people.
Yeah, very different. It's much more intimate, which is beauty of it. And what I also love is our conductor. One of his sweet spots is really connecting with the audience. And so you have this intimate setting and this conductor who just has this gift for bringing people into, you know, what to listen for in a piece, what's special about it, how to engage. And it's he just meets people exactly where they are and brings them into the experience in a really special way. I've worked with a lot of different conductors, and he just has this very special gift that matches perfectly this intimate gathering. You people can come as they are in their hiking clothes. They don't have to be, you know, trained in classical music to feel they have access to this, to these concerts. It's just so amazing, very all-embracing, mm-hmm. So.
Well, Priscilla, thank you for joining us. I know it's a very busy week, but you're going to have a great time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and have a lovely day. Thank you.
Priscilla Kahl-Essert is the executive director of the Bear Valley Music Festival in Alpine County. It begins this Friday, and it runs through August 6th. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.